want to get into your next program, the Family Caregiver Support Program, because this is someone, yeah, with Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have to be your parent. It can be a parent taking care of a child or somebody who is the birth or adoptive parent and different ages, 55 or older, who is taking care of a child. It goes into kind of a different approach. Can you tell me a bit about the Family Caregiver Support Program as well?
Yes. Now, the Family Caregiver Support Program is available nationwide. It is a federally funded program available to state, and it provides many different services, including information and referral, assistance gaining access to services, individual counseling, support groups, caregiver training, and short-term respite, and even some supplemental services such as nutrition supplements, incontinence supplies, even minor home repairs, assistive technology such as, you know, the life alert buttons, some transportation and legal assistance. So it really offers a wide range of supports that help those family caregivers. And you were mentioning, you know, who is eligible for that. So unlike Project CARE, which is specific to dementia and Alzheimer's, the Family Caregiver Support Program really supports people providing care regardless of the diagnosis. So we've got two different types of audiences. One is an unpaid caregiver of any age who is providing care for an older adult. So I suspect that would have been you in your case.
Yes.
You were providing care to a person over 60.
Yes, ma'am.
Or it could be, and that is with a person with Alzheimer's disease or related brain disorder. But it could also provide support for a caregiver who is themselves an older adult, defined as age 55 and older, who is raising a related child, 18 and under, or an adult child with a disability. So it's a pretty broad program.
Yes, it is. And then also you have the birth or adoptive parent, age 55 or older, caring for an adult with a disability that qualifies as well. And can you define or explain what the OAA Braille definition is? Because I do see that to qualify, because the services and respite services do vary by county. What is OAA?
OAA is the Older Americans Act, and it defines frail as a person who is age 60 or over, who is unable to perform at least two activities of daily living without human assistance, which includes reminding or cueing. That would be considered a type of assistance. And then it also, as part of the definition, says that they're frail due to a cognitive or mental impairment. They require substantial supervision because the individual behaves in a manner that poses a serious health or safety hazard to the individual or another individual.
This goes through to what you mentioned too, Ms. Freeman, that the area agencies on aging. So you can actually get more information there. And we're going to talk about where you can get all this information as well. But there's one more group of support that you offer, and it's the Lifespan Respite Vouchers. Can you tell me what those are?
Sure. So this is a program that is grant funded from the federal level and that we have received many years repeatedly in North Carolina through the Division of Aging. This program is specifically for unpaid adult caregivers of children or adults with any kind of chronic condition, disability, or other special need. So it's the most robust program. It's not specific to dementia or brain disorders. It's for any kind of chronic condition, disability, or special need. And the caregivers can purchase various different services, including adult daycare, summer camps, overnight respite in a facility such as their home, or a facility, a licensed home care agency, a private individual, or a variety of other options. And they can be reimbursed for services up to $750 once a year.
I noticed in here that applications must be submitted by a local community services agency or human services professional instead of the caregiver applying directly for the service. So who would they reach out to in this disregard for the lifespan respite vouchers?
They should contact the High Country Area Agency on Aging. You can always call if you have questions. They actually have a toll-free number, 866-219-3643. And if you're local in the High Country or Boone area, the number is 828-265-5434.
I can't say enough for the Department of Health and Human Services, like I said, in the Division of Aging. If people want more information, where should they go to get this information, this valuable information that you've talked about?
I think the best way for people to find the local information, because, you know, people that are looking for services are going to need to contact the regional office. That's really the entry point to all of our services. We at the Division of Aging don't provide those services directly from the state office. As I mentioned, we work with our area agencies on aging. So folks could visit our website, which is ncdhhs.gov/divisions with an S on the end, /division-aging. And on that homepage, they can then go to partners and stakeholders. There's a big square button that says partners and stakeholders. And from there, you'll see top of the page that it opens up, links to your local area agency on aging, the area agency on aging staff roster, et cetera. Oh, and they could also call our office, which is 919-855-3400. I also wanted to just give a shout out on our website. Another really great resource is our Dementia Capable North Carolina page.
Yes, ma'am.
That page offers a ton of resources for people, specifically caregivers and professionals who are, you know, helping those with dementia, including Alzheimer's. There's video resources where people can take lessons. And another thing I wanted to give a quick plug for is our unique to North Carolina, our North Carolina Caregiver Portal. The website for our North Carolina Caregiver Portal is nc-caregivers.com. This is a 24/7 resource that's available with lessons that are really easily digested, short 5 to 10 minute videos that address things like caregiver burnout, injury prevention, chronic conditions, mental health. They have chat boards on there so caregivers can connect with other caregivers. It's just a really, really great resource that anybody can join. It's currently available at no cost through our local partnership. So you can go to that page and join for free and sign up and then have access to a ton of support.
Well, Ms. Freeman, that's what you gave me, is a ton of support. Thank you so much. Is there anything, Ms. Freeman, I did not ask you about that you would like to add? Because I, as I said, I just cannot give you enough credit, DHHS, for what you do for everyone in North Carolina, that whether you're a caregiver or you're going to end up being a caregiver.
The only other thing I'd like to share is that back a couple of years ago, Governor Cooper saw that North Carolina was a rapidly aging state. And so we joined about, I think at that time, 9 other states in developing what's called a multi-sector plan for aging. And this, a multi-sector plan for aging, is a plan that brings together partners from all across different entities, not just the Division of Aging, but many other entities within the government, such as transportation, such as the Department of Information Technology, et cetera, to really look at what are we doing to address the rapidly aging population in our state. So Governor Cooper called for the development of this through Executive Order 280, and North Carolina has been really leading the way with its All Ages, All Stages North Carolina plan ever since then. And one of the groups, so the All Ages, All Stages work is governed by a steering committee, and then there's 4 different work groups, and one of the work groups is specifically around supporting older adults and their families. There's a whole plan that was published, and there is ongoing work. We've created a data dashboard, and we've got lots of different goals, and we have progress reports on our website. So if you go to ncdhhs.gov/ I'm still here without the apostrophe and I'm. You can read all about the All Ages, All Stages plan and how that hopefully will help us make sure that we continue being able to support the needs of caregivers well into the future.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Freeman, for sharing that and for being with me today and sharing all of this wonderful information with the audience. Trust me, if you don't know what you're doing, if you've just gotten into this, if you've just started becoming a caregiver, these are resources that you will definitely benefit from. Rebecca Freeman, Section Chief of Service Operations within the Division of Aging at the Department of Health and Human Services. Thank you so much for being on with us.
You are absolutely welcome. Call us anytime.